My decision to leave school early, I definitely spoke over with my parents. That's what I do in any big decision. And we basically talked about what I felt like I needed to accomplish when I was at Florida. And I felt like I accomplished everything I came to accomplish. We won a national championship, SEC championship, and then I was a unanimous consensus All-American. That's what I wanted to do. And then after that, my dad just asked me if I felt like I was ready for the next level, and I told him I was. Oh, Urban said, he has it like, he feels like if you are mature enough and you send your paperwork in, and if your paperwork grade comes back first round, then you should definitely be able, you should definitely leave. Yeah.
Talk about not playing cornerback until you got to Florida.
Yeah. When I first got to Florida, I thought I was going to play. At first, I had a little dream. I was going to play quarterback, and they had somebody named Tebow was there, so that kind of went out the window. And then I changed the receiver, and I was second string behind Percy. So I just couldn't get right. And then after that, Coach Meyer asked me if I felt like going to the defensive side of the ball. And I just wanted to play because I came in spring, so I had a lot of time to adjust. And he just moved me to corner, something I never did before. But I had Coach Heater. He just said, as long as you go hard, as long as you just run as fast as you can and do what you just tackle, toughness, you could be able to play for me. And that's what I did. And then they let me start as a freshman.
Were you surprised? I mean, three different positions starting
Yeah, I was surprised at first. But I knew once I got on the field, and I take coaching really well. So Coach Heater just told me, he would just tell me what to do, and I just go out there and try to do it every day. Yes, I definitely could have been a college quarterback because I wasn't too bad of a quarterback in high school. I set the Maryland passing record for yards and touchdowns, so I was pretty good at quarterback.
Do you miss not having the ball in your hands every quarter?
Sometimes I do, but I try to get the ball on defense for some picks so I can get back to my offensive side.
What's it like, going from being tackled to tackled?
It's a lot easier. Honestly, yeah, because you don't have to watch your blind side. You have people like Spikes and Major try to take your head off, so it's a whole lot easier. You could see what's going on. I like defense now. It grew on me. Yes, Ohio State recruiting as quarterback.
How much did you get to interact with Bill Belichick?
Not too much. Coach Meyer really didn't let him. He didn't really talk to us too much. He talked to him. He didn't really want him to really talk to us. Yep.
What were your measurements?
I was 5'10 and a half, 193.
What other schools appeared to you as a quarterback?
I was going to commit, actually, to UVA, University of Virginia, as a quarterback, but they don't take early graduates, so that was out the window. Georgia, Boston, North Carolina, LSU, Michigan, Rutgers, those were the top schools I was probably going to go to. I went to Florida at first thinking I was going to be quarterback, not really thinking I was going to start a quarterback or anything, just thought I was going to play.
Have you talked to the Lions at all?
I talked to, I think I have a team meeting. Well, actually, we just have a lot of times on the schedule, so I don't really know what team it is, but they said I have a team meeting with them, meet with the GM and everybody like that. Just the whole concept of the offense, that's the one thing I need to do more. Basically just reading, just knowing what's going on as far as the whole offensive perspective. That's basically it.
Have you met with any of those?
I met with the Falcons and I met with the Texans so far, as far as the whole organization. Today I have 14 meetings, but yesterday I had two.
Did you say 14?
14. They helped prepare me a whole lot, especially ever since I was a freshman. When I first there, we had Bubba and Percy. So those two dudes, it was just jumping over the corner and having to guard them every day. It was bad for us. We were getting beat down just like every practice. But it made me stronger. It made us a whole lot better. And then sophomore year, last year, had Percy, Cooper, Deontay. That just then they started getting a little bit more competitive. And then this year, it was kind of my way a little bit. Wherever they need, if somebody needs a corner, I feel like I could just fill in that spot for them. Not just as being a cornerback, as a lockdown cornerback, I could do a lot of other things as far as I could do punts, I could definitely do any kind of special teams. I was a gunner at Florida. I was a hold-up guy for Florida. So wherever they need somebody at to fill in as a corner, I could do it.
Did you rank touchdown passes last year?
What'd you say?
Did you rank touchdown passes last year?
Oh, I gave up two. I gave up two. One to receiver from Cincinnati. It was in at the probably, I forgot. I don't even know his name. And then the tight end, the 6'8" tight end from South Carolina. Percy, but after him, yeah, every day. After him, I say AJ Green. Yep.
You gonna run here?
Yes, I'm doing everything.
What do you hope to run?
I hope to run between a 4.37 and a 4.42.
Do you think that's a question in any of the team's mind? If I'm
I don't know, but I hope not. Well, I hope so they can see it was fast.
What ties you still have in the DC area?
What you mean?
Oh,
I live. Matter of fact, my dad has a gym in Forestville, Maryland, and that's where I was training at for the combine.
Okay. You a Redskins
fan? No, I just like players, individual players. Oh, definitely this year, Revis, Charles Woodson, and then the offense. So I just like Steve Smith.
So when you're in high school, you thought you'd be an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Who were your Steve Smith?
Steve Smith was my dude. I made sure I watched them all the time.
What about quarterbacks?
Quarterbacks, I didn't really get too down with the quarterbacks. Maybe just Vic. That was about it. I thought I was going to be like him.
You're a pretty good point guard,
too. Oh, yeah. I played basketball a lot. I was point guard for – we won state championship my freshman year. I was point guard for the team. Sophomore year, we didn't do too good. Junior, we was all right. But, yeah.
Did you take a while to adjust to the run support?
Oh, no, that was the easiest part because I was always a hitter ever since I was little league. When I played little league, I was a linebacker, and then when I got to college, high school, I played safety. I didn't play no corner, but I was always a hitter. I like to hit a lot, so that was the easiest transition.
So you're training with your dad?
Yeah.
What's your relationship with him?
Well, just real close. Anything I need, I talk to my dad before any decision. My mom and dad, but he's been training me. He started training me for the little like the shuttles and all that, broad jumps, vertical, when I was in the seventh grade, because he used to run track at Morgan, and then he was a professional bodybuilder, so he knows what he's doing. And he had me lifting out the eighth grade. So when I got to Florida, that's one thing I wasn't too weak at all. Yeah, I think they're definitely sleeping on him. You look some stuff you can't teach at all, like his will to win, his love for the game, his passion for the game, and how much he studies the game. You can't teach that at all, and his leadership ability. Even the ball might come down a little bit or something like that, but it still gets there at the end of the day. So if I had a team, I definitely want him to be my leader, because you're not gonna find anybody that works harder than him. Oh, I wasn't all in until probably the 10th grade. I used to cry sometimes. Like, he used to say, Jay, it's gonna help you in the long run. It's going to help you in the long run. It wasn't it wasn't all military stuff, but sometimes I just want to not really go work out or do stuff like that. But it definitely helped me out in the long run.
You cried because it was hard?
I cried because I didn't feel like doing it sometimes. I was just like, come on, are you serious? Sometimes they would come and watch, like my friend. They would be like, "You really about to go lift?" And we'd go lift, and then we'd go back home and play video games or something. But they didn't really want to get too much involved. Oh, of course, I definitely get it now. When I first got there, I already had the physical build to play. That's one thing that you definitely needed, because you had people just running all over you then. So one thing I knew, once I had the physical ability, all I needed to know was just give me some guidance, just give me some coaching, and I'd be able to do it for you.
Joe, how much do you think your basketball background will help you?
Heard
some of the tight ends talk about
how
the ball
timing. Oh, yeah, definitely my basketball, it helps a lot with especially my vertical too. Just being able to jump high and being able to just move around. Basketball helped out a lot for me.
Do you consider yourself still new to the corner position, and that the big ceiling for you, because you've only been playing it for 3 years?
Definitely. I feel like there's so much, I haven't near reached my peak at all. I just feel like whatever team I go to, they're just going to get a person that they can just mold to even a way better corner than I was in college. Just, I've been doing this for 3 years, and I feel like I'm getting pretty good at it. But you can just, I want to learn more. I just want to learn more. So you just get somebody that really wants to learn the game and just really wants to be the best they can be a corner. I played a lot. I played a whole lot of press coverage. I like press coverage a little bit more than off, because I could just get my hands on them. Definitely could try to throw them off routes. And once you do that, the quarterback could just look the opposite way sometimes. So just getting your hands on them, disrupting them, being really physical with the receivers, that's what I like to do. Yeah, they asked me if I could play both. If I could play press and I could play off, I told them I could do both of them. Yes. That's no exaggeration. That's what I'm going to jump when I jump, a 40-inch vertical.
How did that 6'8 tight end?
Because he was probably 6'8 with a 35-inch vertical, so he got a little bit over me.
What grade were you in when you could dunk?
I could dunk freshman year in high school, yep.
Did you look at your draft board at all and thought, where am I going to wind up?
You can't help but look at the draft board. They're everywhere. So I like looking at the draft boards. It's just so my friends can look at it and say, yeah, you're probably going to go here, you're probably going to go there. But at the end of the day, it's up to the coaches. And my boy Mel Kiper, Thomas Shea, I hope they wish they could pick, because they got me up there. But it's not their choice.
What do you think?
No, I have no idea right now.